Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. As we continue to celebrate National Marriage Week, which is every year from February 7th to 14th, we're praying the at-home marriage retreat. Today is day 3, and the theme for today is willingness to look within. Let us begin. We're going to start with a reading from the Gospel of St. Luke. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eyes, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eyes. This is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 6, verses 41 to 42. In order for us to start working towards fixing problems in our marriage, we need to start by understanding the part that we play in any problem. The third habit calls for us to look inward first and recognize how our sinful and unhealthy, unproductive patterns of division or destruction in our relationship have created or perpetuated disunity in our marriage relationship. We may find that the log in our own eye is actually eliciting the very behavior in our spouse, their splinter, that is causing us angst, our relationship with Christ. In the sacrament of reconciliation, Christ calls us to look inward and to be repentant of our sins. Sin can keep us from fully entering into the great mystery of the Eucharist. These sins not only cause greater damage to our relationship with Christ, but also in our own well-being. In the words of St. Paul, "Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord unworthily will have to answer for the body and blood of the Lord. A person should examine himself, and so eat the bread and drink the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many among you are ill and infirmed, and a considerable number are dying." From St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 27 to 30. God calls us to recognize and repent from the behaviors and habits that create division in our relationship with Him and others. He calls us to recognize the wooden plank in our own eye rather than the splinter, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 3, in our spouse's eyes. We are called to confess our sins to God on a regular basis, especially when we have committed grave sins. It is good for couples to go regularly to confession. Many of us, at one time or another, have felt shame in having to admit to our sinfulness, and may have even desired to avoid going to confession for this reason. Hopefully, we have also felt joy and relief when we hear the words of absolution. To facilitate healing, we need to procure a habit of looking within ourselves on a regular basis to see how we are disconnecting ourselves from God and each other, our relationship with each other. Our mistakes as a couple seem to sit in the middle of our living room like a big stone, and if we do not do something about it, it becomes the very thing that trips us up every day. We resent it. We get mad about it and all the hurt it brings. And at times it seems to keep getting bigger. However, if we actually deal with the mistakes and seek to correct the patterns that caused it, we often can, together, move the stone to the basement of our life where it can become part of the foundation of creating a new home life together. Most people want to ignore the problem or try to get rid of it and get back to life, but we cannot erase the past. We can, however, learn from it and use it to strengthen the foundation for a new path in our marriage together. The following are the three discussion questions, or questions for discussion. What is a moment that we have felt most united as a couple when facing conflict? What word would you use to describe how you felt in that moment? What did I do to create this feeling and sense of unity? Number two, what is one area in our relationship that I want to improve and change my current patterns of responding during conflict? Number three, let us consider setting up a time soon for both of us to go to confession in the upcoming week, and then go out afterwards to do something special together. This is the concluding prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, help us to walk this journey of making our marriage wholeheartedly into a Eucharistic marriage. Help both of us to have the humility to look at our own sinfulness and the patterns we have brought into this marriage that have caused division. Help us to do all that we can with your grace and your assistance to recognize how our actions or inactions have been hurtful to each other and to have the will to change and eliminate those habits from our life. We offer this all to you, Lord Jesus, through Mary and in union with Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the first question, what moment that you felt most united as a couple when facing conflict, and what words would you use to describe how you felt in that moment? And what did I do to create this feeling, a sense of unity? One of the stories that we share with all our couples is that 5 years into our marriage, as we were trying to conceive a child and grow our family, Teresa, my wife, found out that she had a miscarriage. And it was a hard time for us because it was right around the Christmas time. She went in for the procedure for the DNC procedure to remove our baby from her womb. And it was a hard time for us. And God works in mysterious ways, because a week afterwards, we received a letter from the Diocese of Austin, from Bishop Joe Vasquez, saying that we have been admitted to start a diaconal formation, and that formation starts in January. So it was very little time for us to process. We went from asking questions to mourning, to grieving, and then afterwards to, in a way, joyfully celebrate being able to start diaconal formation in January of 2014. So we were going through spring, summer, fall, and winter in our married life, in a matter of months. And when we started formation, our formation director, Deacon Guadalupe, and Deacon Dan saw something that was off in our relationship, in our marriage, and invited us and asked us and even suggested to us to go to a worldwide marriage encounter weekend. And you know what? We rearranged all our schedule. Anything that was happening that weekend, we cleared it out, and we were able to go on this marriage encounter, and it was the best thing for our marriage at that time. Because in that weekend, my wife was able to share with me everything that was on her heart. I was able to receive everything that was on her heart without trying to fix things. And then at the same time, to reciprocate, to share what was on my heart, and so that she could receive what was on my heart. And we found a lot of healing during that time. A lot of, to help us to grow in our communication as husband and wife, but then also to heal us as husband and wife as well. And so for couples out there who are, facing discouragement in your marriage, or facing a difficult challenge in your marriage, don't be afraid to seek help. We We were trying to do it on our own, but we didn't know how. We didn't have the tools. We thought we did. But it took, you know, someone from the outside looking in to see that there was something off with our marriage and our relationship with each other and with God, that they invited us to go on this marriage encounter weekend. And while we did it for formation, we also did it for ourselves, most importantly, and we did it for God. And so for those who are struggling, you know, there is hope. There's hope in Christ, our Lord. There's hope in the sacraments of marriage, the graces that we receive from the sacraments, tap into those graces. But then there's also hope for those who are around us that can help us to seek the help that we need. You know, talk with our priests, talk with our deacons, seek marriage counseling, whatever we need to take to help strengthen our marriage, especially in a time of, you know, winter in our marriage. And so with that, I want to close today, you know, just to say that you are not alone. We've all gone through certain ups and downs in our marriage, but we wake up every morning committed to this relationship, to this marriage, to each other and to God. And so we need to do things to help us to grow in our marriage. And sometimes it takes us to putting aside our pride and seeking help when we need help. Have a blessed day. And thank you very much for listening. God bless.